Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. This week we are going to be talking about, what was the thing? I totally had a thing, you guys. It's on this list. Bigger Luke. Because sometimes Luke is bigger and sometimes he's smaller. But first, rider mail. This one's from the 455 area code. Sorry, 415. Don't know where that is. This writer writes, "Hey Jim, this is Murph from the Space Coast. I know there's an ARG thing going on, but apparently it's moved to a chat where those of us who aren't involved as intimately can't keep up. I liked it when it was documented via that forum thread better. They should move back there for the sake of us casual observers. It's really discouraging participation. Thanks, Murph from the space." Apparently, Murph moved. Murph is from the Space Coast, but now... I just want to know. 415, where is that? Where did Murph move? This is one of those classic train hot dog deep dives we've all known to come and love. Come to known and love. Oh, apparently that's Oakland. Murph now lives next door to me. That's weird. Okay. So, back to the topic at hand. Bigger Luke. And this is Bigger Luke, Bigger Luke. Bigger Luke, commonly abbreviated BL or more uncommonly BGL, is the slightly larger manifestation of Luke Skywalker that is said to appear in certain scenes of the original Star Wars trilogy, contrasting to regular Luke. The appearance of Bigger Luke in a particular scene is generally, but not always, judged relative to the height of Han Solo, and as such, Han is the primary go-to frame of reference amongst Bigger Luke theorists. And because of this, no Han pics, commonly abbreviated to NHP, are generally discouraged, as it is very difficult to determine Luke's height without Han Solo as a constant frame of reference. Whilst uncommon, the use of other Star Wars characters to judge Luke's height are not unheard of. The second most common character to judge if Bigger Luke is bigger in the scene or not has generally been Obi-Wan, followed closely by Princess Leia. The activity of combing the original Star Wars trilogy for instances of Bigger Luke is known as luking. Theories. There have been many elaborate theories as to why there exists a larger version of Han Solo. I don't know why I said that. It's Luke Skywalker. A larger version of Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars films. However, most theories fall into two general categories. The canon Luke hypothesis, sometimes simply the bigger Luke hypothesis, in which it is theorized that within the Star Wars universe and canon, there does indeed exist a version of Luke Skywalker that is slightly larger than a positive regular Luke Skywalker or Luke Prime. The Hamill hypothesis, in which it is theorized that there exists an uncredited Mark Hamill lookalike who was used in certain scenes of the original trilogy for undisclosed reasons and whose identity is yet to be determined. The canon Luke hypothesis is the most popular of the two, with Hamill hypothesis a close second. Evidence for the existence of Bigger Luke is scattered throughout the original Star Wars films, predominantly, or at least most well documented, in A New Hope. If one were to juxtapose multiple scenes containing both Luke Skywalker and Han Solo standing up in the reference frame, one would quickly be able to discern from the existence of a slightly larger version of Luke Skywalker, dubbed the titular Bigger Luke. It is generally agreed that Bigger Luke is approximately 2 to 3 centimeters / approximately an inch taller than regular Luke, but disagreements as to the exact height discrepancy do exist and tend to be muddled due to perspective. See size debate for more details. It is believed by supporters of the canon Luke hypothesis that Obi-Wan's line shortly after Luke succeeds in blocking the training remote's shots, "You've taken your first steps into a larger world," is evidence of Obi-Wan's knowledge of there being a larger Luke Skywalker, elaborated on here. Okay. Another commonly held theory is that Princess Leia's comment towards Luke shortly before being rescued, "Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?" is a thinly veiled acknowledgement of the existence of a size discrepancy between different versions of Luke Skywalker. because this is an in-universe acknowledgement, it is generally deemed evidence in favor of the canon Luke hypothesis as opposed to the Hamill hypothesis, and it seems very unlikely that a Star Wars character would acknowledge the existence of different actors. Conversely, supporters of the Hamill hypothesis argue that this could be some form of Easter egg on part of the production team, therefore it does not explicitly favor either the canon Luke or Hamill hypothesis. Supporters of the Hamill hypothesis even go far as to claim it is unlikely Princess Leia would be aware of different versions of Luke Skywalker at this point in the timeline, or ever, and therefore it is, in fact, evidence in favor of the Hamill hypothesis. Detractors claim that through the Force, Princess Leia could subconsciously manifest some form of awareness of the existence of two versions of Luke, but not be intimately, innately aware of it, merely seeing her statement as a witty quip. Some suggest that a more literal interpretation of Carrie Fisher's line would indicate evidence towards extremely controversial and fringe smaller Luke hypothesis. Oh man, that one's a fringe hypothesis. See Fora for more details. The line, "Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper," does not seem to appear in the original script of Star Wars. Therefore, the decision to reference bigger Luke in some way or another must have been done later in development. It's the only possible conclusion we can come to, guys. There has been some suggestion that the inclusion of the peculiarly named big character of Biggs Darklighter in the Star Wars canon... Oh, he's the only one with a weird name, that's for sure. As a direct hint as to the existence of a slightly larger version of Luke, because it's the word big. I get it. All right, let's look at the smaller Luke hypothesis. Fringe theories. Oh, this is just the fringe theories page. Oh, awesome. The smaller Luke hypothesis posits that Luke's prime is, in fact, what most theorists designate bigger Luke, and the commonly assumed regular Luke is, in fact, a smaller Luke. This theory is closely tied to the Fora, which is considered controversial and is generally widely despised among the bigger Luke community, who claim it is merely a misunderstanding of perspective. See frame of reference argument for more details. That's probably what Fora stands for. Is Han getting bigger and smaller? That's just a question in headline type. There's no actual... there's no actual link or text there. The resizing set hypothesis. A theory introduced circa 2003, which has yet to gain significant ground, claims that it's possible that it is not Luke who changes size between different shots, but in fact, everything else around Luke changing size, including the characters. Much like the theories surrounding Mark Hamill's car accident in early 1977, it is assumed that the scenes with smaller sets and characters are chronologically filmed after the other scenes. The presumed reason for this was due to budget cuts on the set due to the 1970s oil crisis, and therefore all set props, pieces and props were cut slightly smaller to save money. The other reason as to why all other characters besides Luke are slightly shorter can be chalked up to slight malnutrition, as due to the crisis, food was prioritized for the star of the film. This adds up, guys. It makes complete sense. This theory has never been taken seriously by any significant number of bigger Luke theorists, who always considered it far too outlandish. It is generally believed that the proponent of this theory was joking, or even trying to poison the well. Russian optics theory. The Russian optics theory, also known as the Russian optics conspiracy, Russian lens hypothesis, or Samuel's leak, and commonly abbreviated to ROT, ROC, RLH, or RLH, there's three things there, is a proposed explanation for the apparent existence of a slightly larger version of Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars trilogy. The leak. On or around June 23rd, 1998, a man who chose to identify only as Samuel first showed up in a bigger Luke IRC chat. After partaking in a rather run-of-the-mill discussions pertaining to Mark Hamill's alleged slightly larger double, Samuel began to claim he worked for the CIA. He stated that he had important and vital information pertaining to the bigger Luke hypothesis. He claimed that in the early 1970s, the CIA had acquired a set of experimental lenses from the re-entry capsule of a Russian Zenit-type recon satellite, believed to have been recovered off from the coast of Guam. The lenses were apparently designed to magnify images to such an extent they could take extremely detailed and high-resolution photographs of American military bases. The way they were manufactured was kept secret, yet apparently utilized in an advanced, theoretically untested technology that was never used before. Samuel claimed that samples of these lenses were modified and intentionally swapped with the regular lenses of a Panavision PSR 35mm camera that was being used to film A New Hope. He also claimed that he could not determine whether or not the crew was working on A New Hope was aware of this, but he believed it was unlikely most of them knew. If any of them knew, he claimed it was likely they were sworn to secrecy. Samuel alleged that the lenses didn't function as they were intended, instead having the remarkably unique property of making certain things in the frame appear slightly larger, whilst not affecting the rest of the objects in the frame. As such, the project was most likely scrapped with the USSR, as it did not produce the intended results, let alone results that could feasibly prove useful for any application. It was never declassified, and Samuel claimed all remaining lenses were destroyed by the Soviet Union. The reason the CIA decided to use the first Star Wars film as a testbed for the recovered Soviet lenses was never developed by Samuel, as he claimed he was unaware of why. Samuel periodically reappeared on the IRC chat for about a week, answering questions before disappearing, stating he didn't want the CIA or the FBI to track him. He only appeared once more about 3 years later during the winter of 2001. Wait, he appeared 3 years later during the winter of 2001. Oh, he first showed up in 1998. Okay, that makes sense. The last date I remember reading was 2003. Okay. A bigger Luke theorist participated in an email exchange with Samuel. During this exchange, Samuel continued to defend his initial claims, as well as a few additional questions. One of the questions asked of him was if the Russian optics were used in The Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi, to which he claimed he did not know, as the documents he alleged only specified A New Hope, then just called Star Wars. This would imply the possibility that if such claims are true, instances of Bigger Luke in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi may have different explanations. The vast majority of Bigger Luke theorists consider it to be an elaborate hoax, citing the general absurdity of it, and question whether it would even be possible to create a non-electronically assisted lens that could magnify only a certain object in a frame. Furthermore, if it is to be assumed that Samuel's story is not a farce, why did the camera only enlarge Luke? What criteria determines what is enlarged by these alleged miracle lenses? What Luke enlarged deliberately by a member of the camera crew? That's not a sentence. What Luke enlarged deliberately by a member of the camera crew? Oh, I bet it's supposed to be was Luke. Was it done discreetly? D-I-S-C-R-E-T-E-L-Y. If it only enlarged Luke, then it was done discreetly. What was this lone crew member's motivation? Criticisms were also aimed at Samuel's general lack of empirical evidence, as he provided no proof of his endeavors as a CIA agent, let alone direct proof that he uncovered any documents. Samuel's leak has a major place in the subculture of the Bigger Luke community, as well as signifying the unofficial end of the old era. It is generally referenced unironically amongst Bigger Luke theorists, and there's no record of anyone truly believing Samuel's story. Old era is a broken link, so I can't tell you about the old era. Frame of reference argument. Frame of reference argument, or FOR, is a catch-all term for subjects related to discussions over which Luke is Luke Prime and is intrinsically tied to the extremely controversial and fringe smaller Luke hypothesis. FOR is also frequently used to describe any discussion around which big character should be used as Bigger Luke. The frame of reference argument is believed to have been first posited by a member of the Star Wars Usenet board in the early 1990s. The user proclaimed alleged arbitrariness of there being a Bigger Luke, citing the alleged lack of consistent criteria to find which Luke was, in fact, Luke Prime. Not looking into the discussion, another user then posited the Bigger Luke was, in fact, Luke Prime, and contrasting slightly downsized Luke was, in fact, a smaller Luke, which remains an extremely controversial theory to this very day. The generally agreed criteria for defining Luke Prime has always been the first frame of A New Hope, which contains both Luke Skywalker and Han Solo in plain view. Whilst both characters appear on screen together for the first time at a approximately 47 minutes into the film at the Mos Eisley Cantina. The perspective of the scene is not ideal, and thus the go-to scene has always been at approximately 52 minutes into the film, in a scene in which Han Solo is walking away from the Falcon towards Luke and Obi-Wan whilst talking about the special modifications he made to the aforementioned spacecraft. The first frame in which he achieves a full stop and faces Obi-Wan Kenobi has therefore always been the ideal scene to designate Luke Prime. Smaller Luke theorists have alleged that Luke appears to be the commonly purported bigger Luke in this scene, compared to the most commonly cited examples of bigger Luke and reported Luke as Luke Prime. Most of this hypothesis states that this is merely caused by perspective, and Luke is closer to the camera than Han in this scene. Many theorists who argue for a hold the view that it is best to use Obi-Wan to designate Luke Prime due to his earlier appearance in the film compared to Han, and such argue in favor of Obi-Wan being the primary frame of reference overall. Critics have always held the position that this limits the amount of times one can potentially designate bigger Luke or regular Luke. As post his untimely demise on the Death Star, Luke is only on screen with Obi-Wan's Force Ghost a minuscule amount of times, let alone never again in New Hope. Statements have been made as to whether Obi-Wan's Force Ghost would even accurately represent its height when he was physically alive. This was deemed a relevant question to ask, at least for canon Luke theorists, as there would not be a reason for bigger Luke to even exist in-universe unless creators of Star Wars eventually wanted viewers to eventually figure it out. And therefore, they must have considered this and all the factors involved in designating bigger Luke. Defenders of the use of Obi-Wan to designate Luke Prime argue that Han Solo only appears near Luke any significant amount of times in New Hope, on the Death Star primarily, and in other films not many times at all, so this objection is arbitrary. Using Uncle Owen to determine the existence of bigger Luke would seem the obvious choice, and in a way he is, as he's the first character to be seen along Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. In fact, the first scene in which Luke appears in the film, he can be seen alongside Owen Lars, and therefore Uncle Owen is indeed the logical choice. However, uses of Owen Lars as a frame of reference has, as of early 1990s, waned in popularity, and has been replaced by Han Solo, primarily due to Han and Luke being seen together in the same shot far more often, as Uncle Owen dies early in A New Hope, and thus is granted far more opportunities to designate bigger Luke using Han. The wane of Uncle Owen is due to his association with the smaller Luke hypothesis, and as such has gained a negative stigma, even mockery, amongst bigger Luke theorists. As of the early 90s, the usage of Uncle Owen is viewed as extremely archaic and has mostly become a thing of the past. Advocates of the smaller Luke hypothesis cite the first two shots in which Luke is seen as evidence of smaller Luke, as Luke appears slightly larger in the first shot, if not much larger, than he does in the second shot. Which, according to the convention set by the bigger Luke theorists, would indeed make bigger Luke Luke Prime. However, closer examination of the frames would indicate Luke is standing closer to the camera in the first frame, and therefore his appearance as slightly larger is mainly due to perspective. Supporters of the Hamill hypothesis generally approach the subject of bigger Luke or smaller Luke from a different direction, citing Mark Hamill's real-life height of 5'9", relative to the allegedly taller or perhaps smaller look-alike. To this day, has been a fruitless endeavor. See also Horchie's Razor. Okay, I'll look at Horchie's Razor. Horchie's Razor, sometimes referred to as Horchie's Lightsaber, is the term used to describe the policy assuming all instances of Luke Skywalker or Luke Prime until proven otherwise. If the perspective of the frame is not ideal for determining the existence of bigger Luke, or it happens to be an NHP, then it is assumed to be regular Luke. The term originated in 1995 and was coined in reference to the Usenet user known as Horchie421, who thought up the policy and popularized it. Some of the bigger Luke theorists are critical of Horchie's Razor, claiming it is in fact extremely arbitrary. Supporters claim it is no less arbitrary than how Arkham's Razor is used. Contrary to the belief of many users, the 421 and Horchie421 does not refer to TK421 from A New Hope, but the Cessna 421 Golden Eagle light aircraft. Horchie421 claimed to be an accomplished private pilot in real life, and flew the aircraft many times throughout his career. canon Luke hypothesis posits the bigger Luke exists within the Star Wars universe, and in some way, shape, or form, it is therefore a part of the Star Wars canon. Wait, where's the Hamill hypothesis? That's the one I want to read about. Hypothesis is the theory that bigger Luke can be best explained by the existence of a slightly larger Mac Hamill lookalike who was used in many scenes of the original Star Wars trilogy. The proposed reason for this is still to this day up to speculation. There are many theories as to why a slightly larger Mark Hamill lookalike was used in the original Star Wars trilogy. Mark Hamill's car accident. The most popular theory is that the shots featuring bigger Luke were shot after Mark Hamill's car accident on January 11, 1977, which occurred before New Hope had finished filming. It is believed that the previously unshot scenes were filmed by the aforementioned taller Mark Hamill lookalike, and the official story is that it was merely landspeeder pickup shots that figured a double are untrue. Why Lucasfilm would lie to this day is unknown. However, a criticism of this otherwise common theory is that if this is indeed the most sought out Luke explanation of bigger Luke phenomenon, and the appearances of bigger Luke in both the Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi are not accounted for. And that is it for this week, guys. I will see if I can possibly live up to this next time. Good night and good luck.